Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's look a little bit at the Atlanta Braves and welcome in the host of the Braves on Fox Sports,
Jerome
Jurinovich, joining us this morning. Hey, Jerome. How you doing, bub?
I'm doing fantastic. Actually, I'm limping a little bit. I don't want to add my name to that list. So don't
no, you don't.
We're all in pain.
Are you going to make the postseason roster here, or do you need somebody to be called up from Chattanooga TV or what?
You know, I tell you, that's Snip makes a great point. You know, even though Culberson had been struggling a little bit with his bat, although he did have a big hit a couple games ago, still you wanted that versatility out there. He could play so many different positions, and he's just Charlie Clutch. And then, of course, you lose Camargo, who since coming back from AAA was fantastic. Lights out. Rediscovered that stroke. We saw the second half of last season how valuable he is coming off the bench. Your two best utility players down. Thank goodness they got Echevarria. But, boy, I tell you, that's going to be a tough call to see who they keep on that roster, because those two guys, I don't want to say they're not replaceable, but they're keys to them winning, especially late in games. That's going to be a tough one for Snit to manage around.
Jerome, how good does it feel to be in a position right now? We're just basically sitting around talking about the lineups. And speaking of talking about lineups, Julio Teheran, where do you see him fitting in this postseason? Do you see him coming out of the bullpen, or do you see him actually being a starter?
Well, we'll probably find out tomorrow. I'm the kind of guy that wants to wait until 162 have been played. Mm-hmm. As of right now, boy, I tell you, I think I'm going to have to put him in the rotation, even though Folty has pitched well as of late. You don't know what you're going to get with Folty. And Fried has struggled. Fried has struggled five out of his last six starts. You can't keep giving up four and five runs. So it's almost as if Julio has pitched his way into the rotation by default. He has pitched well. He's pitched better than he has probably in the last 3 years. Still, ooh. Well, I tell you what, Hugh, that's going to be a good question. I think we're going to have to wait until it's all said and done to find out who actually is going to be that number three guy.
You know what? And speaking of all said and done, I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself, but I have to ask you because you're so close to this team. Are our bullpen worries a thing of the past now?
Yes, absolutely. I have no doubt about that whatsoever. Green has rediscovered his all-star form from Detroit. And, look, Melanson has been a pro's pro. He was a three-time All-Star in Pittsburgh. He is fine. Now, is that Eckersley and Gossage down there? No, it's not. But are these guys very, very good? And do they have experience? Well, Melanson surely has. He's pitched in the playoffs many, many times. I have no concerns about that bullpen. And the fact that you added three guys in there, it slotted everybody back where they should have been. I mean, Luke should never have been the closer. And they knew that. But he did a pretty good job for what they expected from him and what he had to do. But he's a sixth-inning guy, and now he's back in the sixth or seventh inning.
We're talking with Jerome Jurinovich, of course, host of Fox Sports Braves, as we get ready for this final homestand of the season. Jerome, I'm going to step over here for just a second. I want to talk to you. Gosh, you and I have known each other for 30 years or however long it is. And play old TV guy, just because I'm curious. This is a TV question. As you guys get in your production meetings for this week, you don't know if it's going to be Wednesday or Thursday or maybe Friday, and you have your plans for the celebrations. You have something kind of special for us, for Braves fans, that you're working on for Clinton?
Well, we're going to double up on the sideline reporter so we can get to everybody, and we're going to go longer, of course. So I think you need to hear from more than one or two players after the game the way we normally do, because we're under a 30-minute time constraint. That's one of the beauties of being a local regional. That post-game show could be 90 minutes. Let's hope not, for my sake. But there's going to be an awful lot of fun in that clubhouse.
Yeah, and here's why I asked that question, because you and I were talking about this. It is interesting. I wonder how the celebration is going to be compared to, you think back to last year when they clinched, and now this year, because isn't there, last year was a surprise. It was nice they were in the playoffs. But this year, given everything you just talked about with you at the bullpen and whatnot, I got to believe that, okay, it's great we won the NL East, but.
Well, maybe I could see why some people outside of that clubhouse would think that way. But let me tell you, even Freddie Freeman is going to have a grin from ear to ear. Keep in mind, there are different scenarios, just as you alluded to right there. You had the challenges of the bullpen earlier. You lost Markakis for 44 games. You've lost Ender. He's still not back. Now all of a sudden you have what happened to Charlie. And it was a foregone conclusion, I think, over the last 2 to 3 weeks they're going to win this division. So there's going to be the celebration. Hey, it's finally over. We can take that big, deep exhale now. Plus, there's an awful lot of young guys in there that didn't get the experience last year. So it's, I don't want to say it's cliche, but for guys that have been through it before, they're going to look over and they're going to see this joy on Soroka's face and Freed's face and Jackson's face. And it's going to bring out the little kid in them as well. It's always great to reach your goal. And that's going to happen maybe Wednesday, Thursday, who knows?
Sports Radio 92.9 again. We're talking to Jerome Jurinovich, Fox Sports Brave host. Jerome, like you said, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. 162 games still, you know, still not in the books just yet. But I'm going to use a little bit of, you know, cliche here. Not cliche, but I'm going to be, you know, innuendo, if you will. It feels, doesn't it kind of feel like this could be a special season? Like a real, real special season?
You know what, Hugh? It's kind of felt that way to me all year long. Some of these improbable comebacks, when you have a team that has consistently scored a lot of runs in the seventh, eighth, or ninth innings. They have scored more runs in those last three innings than any other team in baseball. And they survived, I use the term survived, that first half of the season where John just alluded to the bullpen issues they had. That bullpen was horrendous at times. Yet that offense just kept pulling it out. And it wasn't one or two guys. It was 1 through 8 for most of the first half of the season, if not the first 4.5 months. This team has been special all year. It really, really has. And so many different guys have been the hero. It's almost a different hero every night. And when that happens, you're never out of it. So, yeah, are the Dodgers favored? Sure, they're favored. Are the Dodgers a better team? Absolutely, they're the better team. Can the Braves beat the Dodgers? Absolutely. It's going to be an awful lot of fun to see what happens here.
Jerome Jurinovich joining us for another minute or two on the waitfor.com hotline, host of Fox Sports Braves. Hey, Jerome, Ronald Acuna, you and I were talking about this earlier. Let's say he gets a home run tonight or tomorrow to get to 40. Does he just green light everything and every time he gets on base try to steal?
We've been telling that young man to run for the last 3 weeks. Why not? I mean, as long as it's not going to hurt the team or hurt himself. Look, a couple of weeks ago, he kind of throttled it back because the important thing was winning and getting space between them and the Nationals. That's, you know, it's just a matter of time before they actually clinch and pop up that cork. Yes, I think he should. This is something special. This is something really, really special. And if you look at the other four guys that did it, granted it was Bonds before he allegedly took the needle, but the other three guys have been linked. So he's going to be able to do something that's only happened 4 times in baseball, and all four of those guys are a little shaky when you look at it. Why not? Why would you not want to do that? You know, it's going to be – he may not be in this opportunity again. We always hear about, oh, these guys are going to be in the MVP running for the next 20 years, and then next thing you know, the guy only wins one. So why not? Why not try for something historic that you could look back upon and just take pride in as an individual and an organization as well?
You know, Jerome, switching gears a little bit, I just want to know how you're doing, man, because I know you're a big Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and you lost your quarterback other night. Yeah, man. How you feeling right now?
Well, I'm glad they got the defensive back from the Dolphins. But I tell you, when I saw Ben squeezing his hand, the first thing I thought of was Tim Hudson when he walked off the mound, same exact thing. And then Chris Medlin a year later, same exact thing. And I looked at everybody in their newsroom because we were doing a game, and I looked at him and I said, he's going to undergo Tommy John. I said, that's, you grab your elbow like that and you just keep squeezing your fingers, making a fist. You're not necessarily in pain, but you just can't do it. I said, that's Tommy John. I said, I think it's the end of an era. Now, everything out of Pittsburgh tonight, this morning and last night, we're saying that, you know, he'll be back. He's going to be back in a year. I don't know, but their problems up there are much worse than just the quarterback issue. They still haven't solved that DB. I don't know what's going on up there. That's why I'm just cheering like crazy for the Braves right now.
It's great to have a team that's doing as well as they are so that you can, you know, your first love or second love, however you want to call it, you know, you can kind of take your mind off of that a little bit.
Well, the Patriots made it hockey season in Pittsburgh pretty quickly anyway.
Hey, Jerome, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for taking a few minutes. We look forward to Dallas Keuchel on the mound tonight and for the big celebration. We'll be watching as you guys cover the Braves clinching the NL East.
No doubt. Have a good one.
All right. Anytime, fellas.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.